From the Houston Public Media Local Newsroom, I'm Davis Land. Alumni of some Houston private schools are asking those institutions to own up to racism in their past. As protests continue here in Houston and across the country, those former students want schools to take up anti-racist policies and curriculum moving forward. Houston Public Media's Kyra Buckley spoke with alumni and administrators at St. Thomas Episcopal School in Maryland to learn more.
Donato Clay went to St. Thomas Episcopal from 1990 until 2003. Now, he's a healthcare executive and serves as a reservist attorney for the Army National Guard.
Black students like myself represent a very small minority at St. Thomas. They did when I attended. They still do now. I think they're only about 7% of the student body. I attended kindergarten through senior year, and I was the only black male in my class for 12 of those 13 years.
Over the years, Clay became more bothered by what he experienced and what he learned about his school's past. How its founder in the 1950s was a segregationist. How even into the early 2000s, the school band played Dixie. And how in 2014, a yearbook photo showed two students in blackface for a theater production. Clay said as a student, they were never taught about the segregationist writings of the school founder.
Was there like malintent behind it? Probably not, but it definitely set the tone for what was acceptable and what was welcomed and what was encouraged.
Clay and others started sharing their concerns publicly. Earlier this month, Clay drafted an open letter to administrators, patterned after a similar one from alumni of another prestigious Houston private school, St. John's. The letter demands, quote, a deeper investigation into the blind spots that have gone unchecked for decades. More than 100 alumni have signed the St. Thomas letter, some from as far back as the class of 76. And over the last week on social media, more and more alumni have told their stories about racism, but also what they felt was sexism and homophobia. Auden Chang Houseworth attended St. Thomas Episcopal from 1st through 12th grade and graduated in 2018. She'll start nursing school in the fall. Houseworth says she had some amazing teachers, but others were insensitive. She says sometimes it was small things. She's half Chinese and...
The faculty used certain terminology like Oriental with me. And while it's not necessarily, you know, a racial slur, like, you know, the N-word or anything, I would try to explain to them, you know, I'm not comfortable with that. That's a little bit outdated.
She says overall, the school needs more diversity among both students and staff. On June 7th, St. Thomas Episcopal issued a statement condemning racism and rejecting the segregationist writings of its founder. Another statement came a few days later, acknowledging the stories of discrimination shared by many alumni. Reverend David Browder is rector and president of the St. Thomas Episcopal School Board.
Growth sometimes can be very painful, and you need to have the courage to experience the pain in order to have growth. And that's what I'm committed to. That's what we're committed to.
Browder says school administrators are looking through the open letter and meeting with alumni about their concerns. He says the school will conduct an independent review of its culture.
Well, they need to listen to their alumni and their students.
That's Raymond Pierce, president of the Southern Education Foundation, a nonprofit advocacy group for equitable education policies. He says many Southern private schools were created, at least in part, to avoid desegregation in the 1950s.
You can't run from that history. Don't even try to run from the history. Don't even try to deny the history. It is what it is. It happened.
On social media, some former students have come to St. Thomas Episcopal's defense, saying they did not experience or witness racism or discrimination. Others say, keep the past in the past. But the alumni I spoke with say denouncing what they call the school's racist past is the only way to move forward, and creating a more inclusive school culture that rejects racism will take active daily work from every teacher, faculty member, and administrator. For News 88.7 In Depth, I'm Kyra Buckley.